This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's going to be another great month tomorrow. I cannot believe that August is over, the summer winding down. We're coming up to Labor Day. And yes, we are now in full campaign mode, so much so that President Trump is apparently planning a trip, already controversial, of course, to Wisconsin, to Kenosha. That's tomorrow. Tonight, Joe Biden is going to be giving a speech outside his basement, not a virtual speech, a real speech in Pennsylvania, talking about the national situation. And the general assumption from a lot of political observers, the convention's behind us. The Democratic convention failed to give a substantial bump to Joe Biden. The Republican convention did not, apparently, at least so far, give a substantial bump to President Trump. But for whatever reason, the election is suddenly closer. And yes, Biden is still ahead according to an average of the polling by 6 points. But in a bunch of crucial states like Michigan and Minnesota and Florida, there is a virtual tie, or Trump has moved slightly ahead of Biden, though still everything within the margin of error. The one thing that you hear again and again and again, something that I began hearing listening to some of the other conversation and cable news over the weekend, is that what will determine the election is whether it's an election about the coronavirus, in which case Trump is supposed to lose, or if it's ends up being an election that is about mob violence and the breakdown of law and order in our cities and a rising crime rate. And the basic desperation of the American people to get some calm. If that's what the election is about, then President Trump won't lose and probably can't lose. That is why all of a sudden I think there is a spreading recognition that something that we had observed on this show is emphatically the case. I mean, we were right. The Democrats made a gigantic error by not even mentioning support for the police in their convention. It would have been so easy. They didn't even give a convention speech slot to Val Demings, who is one of us on the short list, apparently, with Joe Biden for vice president. She's a congresswoman from Florida. Not only is she a pretty good speaker, but she was a police chief for years. And very effectively in Orlando, Florida, the most crucial of all swing states. Why not have Val Demings speak about support for the police and how important that is? The Politico headline, which expressed, I think, exactly the kind of sentiment that I'm talking about, is falling COVID-19 cases create opportunity and peril for Trump. Trump appears to have gotten a bump in the polls in the immediate aftermath of the Republican National Convention, inching closer toward Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. This from International Business Times. A new poll conducted on Friday, the day after the convention ended, by Morning Consult, asked 435 likely voters which candidate they would pick in the November 3rd election. Trump received 44% of the vote compared to 50% for Biden, cutting the former vice president's lead to 6 points. One day before the convention started, on August 24th, Biden had a 10-point lead, according to that poll, according to Morning Consult, with 52% of likely voters on his side. That poll included 4,810 people and had a 1-point margin of error. Friday's poll had a 2-point margin of error. So it's close. It's tightening. Now, look, a couple of perspectives here. And that's important if you're trying to figure out what's going on. The polling is still in more encouraging for Biden than it is for Trump. And that's even with Trump moving ahead slightly in a bunch of crucial swing states like Minnesota, like Michigan. The reason this doesn't mean, oh boy, now all the momentum is in Trump's direction, is because almost all the swing states, the only exception, only real exception, is Minnesota. There's also a remote chance that President Trump could win New Hampshire with its 4 electoral votes. But that's it. He's going for 2 states that Hillary carried. He's going for New Hampshire with 4 electoral votes, and then he's going for Minnesota with 10. But all the other swing states, the big ones, 29 electoral votes for Florida, the Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, he has to carry those. Because those are states he carried last time. In other words, and especially given the fact that the Democrats are going after pretty aggressively, and according to polling, again, it's close, states like Arizona, Georgia, where there are 2 Senate seats up, that is also incredibly close, with Biden having, according to most polls, a slight lead. Democrats may also try to contest Texas, though I think that's much less likely. Why does Business Insider, the business European version, believe that there's an opening for Trump? Well, because the COVID cases, the new COVID cases are falling, and because there's this controversial tweet that Trump retweeted. He did 89 tweets and retweets on Sunday morning. I mean, he got up really early, 5:30 apparently, and then spent the next couple of hours sending out 89 tweets. Now, it's a lot of them. And a lot of them were attacking the, and appropriately so, the violent protesters in Portland, who have been there night after night after night for no apparent purpose, attacking the mayor of Portland, who is really a disgrace. He is also running for re-election this year. And the idea with demands from his left, he is considered a moderate Democrat, Ted Wheeler, at least that's what he's supposed to be. He was former state treasurer of the state of Oregon. Ted Wheeler basically saying it's all Trump's fault, that for 90 nights in a row they have had often violent riots in Portland that they have no control over. They don't have enough cops to handle it. The idea that this is somehow all Trump's fault is ridiculous. You can hold Trump responsible for his tweets. And some of his tweets are pretty far out there. There was one that he retweeted with information from his new favorite TV network, which is the One America Network, about how the real total of COVID-19 deaths was not accurately measured at 180,000. It's really about 9,000. Now, what is that based on? And by the way, Twitter, under its rules, had flagged that particular retweet that President Trump sent out with that information and tagged it as being false and misleading. And it is misleading. It's deeply misleading because people know how many people have died. This is not the kind of thing you can fake. There is no kind of big, huge governmental conspiracy that has been set up to somehow overstate the number of deaths. People know people who have died. The point that they're making, and it's explained in a number of places, in CNN, yes, in CNN, because they do monitor it carefully, and Axios and other sources. And by the way, it's supported also by Scott Gottlieb, who is very much a Republican and a conservative. He's one of those people who says, wait a minute, this is a serious pandemic. Don't try to minimize it, and it's not over. Why not? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, my weekend was terrific. Thank you very much. My wife and I actually went together on a field trip. It's the first field trip we've done, in about a month. And it was amazing. We actually went to a state park that wasn't too crowded. We maintained social distancing on the trails. and walking by the beach. We were properly masked in any larger gathering of people and tried to take appropriate precautions. Why? Not because we're thinking every moment, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm going to get sick, but because it's just sensible to do it. And there are two pieces that make that same case. In the Wall Street Journal, there's an excellent piece by Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who has really been an ally of the administration in shaping coronavirus policy. And then there's another piece by a head of a medical school in Indiana. Actually, Aaron Carroll is a professor of pediatrics at Indiana University School of Medicine. And he writes a terrific piece about his family and dealing with coronavirus. But first, let me just get to this point about the president's tweet that was deleted, and then the president took it down because there was a Twitter note on it. The one thing that the president had tweeted out was a post about the Center for Disease Control. He had tweeted the following. He had said, so get this straight. Based on the recommendation of Drs. Fauci and Birx, the U.S. shut down the entire economy based on 9,000 American deaths to the China coronavirus. Said the summary of an article by the hardline conservative website Gateway Pundit that was retweeted by the president. And, of course, in doing that retweet, he denigrated and basically attacked Drs. Fauci and Birx, people he appointed and chose who were his top-ranking medical advisors in trying to handle this virus. And the Times writes that the post was a distortion of data available on the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which reports that 6% of all coronavirus fatalities list only the virus on the death certificates. For other deaths, the patients had an average of 2.6 other conditions or causes of death. The statistics do not mean that they did not die because of the virus, but they help explain who's most vulnerable. Twitter deleted one of the tweets that Mr. Trump had reposted advancing this claim, replacing it with a message, this tweet is no longer available because it violated the Twitter rules. And said they figure, I guess, 89 tweets from Trump, 88 would be enough on a Sunday morning. Okay, and they point out over at a piece about the idea that 94% of U.S. COVID-19 deaths had contributing health conditions. Yes, but they cite Australian epidemiologist Gideon Myrowitz-Katz that the CDC estimates that COVID-19 was the underlying cause of 95% of all deaths related to the virus. Only in 5% of the deaths has it been listed as a contributing cause. In other words, they make a distinction in the death certificates from the CDC, from the Center for Disease Control, between the underlying cause, the primary cause, and a contributing cause. And so, yes, you can reduce the total number by 5% if you want to just say that it was a contributing cause. But one of the points that Dr. Myrowitz-Katz makes is that it's well established that people with underlying medical conditions are at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19. And they point out people can live with obesity, diabetes, or heart disease for years, but then get infected with COVID-19 and die quickly. And one of the points that Scott Gottlieb makes, and Scott Gottlieb is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, which is conservative and pro-free market, and he was commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump. He serves on the boards of healthcare companies involved in the COVID-19 response, and he's a partner at the venture capital firm New Enterprise Associates. In any event, he's been very supportive and helpful to the administration, and he writes in the Wall Street Journal, But he writes today, while age appears to be the strongest predictor of death and severe disease, other risks, like diabetes and obesity, correlate with bad outcomes. About 10% of all Americans have diabetes. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? And 40% are considered obese. Young people can fall seriously ill. About 40% of hospitalizations in Sunbelt states in the last week of June were people between the ages of 18 and 49. So you got that 40% of the hospitalizations, people who were sick enough with COVID-19, were below the age of 50. Then there are those who survive but don't fully recover. There's growing evidence, writes Dr. Gottlieb, that the virus can damage the heart and cause dangerous autoimmune and inflammatory conditions, including in children. COVID spreads too easily, he writes, to think that it can be confined to the young. The summer epidemics in Sunbelt states initially affected mainly a younger cohort and then seeped into an older population. A wedding in Maine caused an outbreak that spread to a rehabilitation center and a jail. It is neither possible nor desirable to lock away the elderly and people with underlying health conditions. And then he says that proponents point to Sweden as a successful model, and then he points out what a number of people have, but Sweden didn't work out so well. The Swedish view was that the country could reach herd immunity without jeopardizing the economy, but holding up Sweden as an enlightened model misreads important parts of its experience. Many Swedes pulled back from normal activities to shelter themselves from infection anyway, even younger and middle-aged people. The country experienced 5,821 COVID deaths in a population the size of North Carolina. And Sweden is far short of herd immunity, even as the country's economic activity ranks among the worst in its region, economic recovery. The worst in its region in Scandinavia. A May survey of Swedish exposure to the coronavirus found that 6.7% of those aged 20 to 64 had evidence of past infection, along with 4.7% of those younger than 19. Okay, none of this is great. He said, yet embrace the Swedish model is based on assumptions that sidestep some of these facts. The biggest misconception is a belief that there's a large reservoir of Americans who are already immune to COVID. That, he says, isn't true. So what do we do? There's another doctor, this epidemiologist from Indiana at University of Indiana, Indiana University. We will get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's stance on violence.
I believe if I were president today, the country would be safer and we'd be seeing a lot less violence. And here's why. I have said we must address the issue of racial injustice. I believe we can bring these folks fighting for racial justice to the table. I've worked with police in this country for many years. I know most cops are good, decent people. I know how they risk their lives every time they put that shield on and go out the door. And I'm confident I can bring the police to the table as well.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for documents involving delays of the mail. DeJoy rejecting the conspiracy theory from Democrats that he is trying to slow down the mail to help President Trump's re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who was a former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, says that confronting a dangerous pandemic requires containing spread wherever it is reasonably possible. Sensible measures such as universal masking, testing, and widespread and rapid contact tracing can help. The best way to protect the vulnerable, the people with those pre-existing conditions that predispose them to fatal results from the coronavirus, the best way to protect the vulnerable is to try to protect everyone, says Dr. Gottlieb. I'll get to Dr. Aaron Carroll in a very different source in just a moment. Let me go first to Jeremy in Springfield, Illinois, home of the first Republican president and greatest, Abraham Lincoln. Jeremy, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah. Hi, Michael. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
Your show is by far the most entertaining of anyone that I ever listen to, so it's an honor.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
However, I have to, typically I think that you are a very reasonable person, but on this one I kind of have to disagree with you. I think that the statement by the CDC saying that only 6% of the COVID-19 deaths were actually attributed wholly and completely to the virus, I think that that's a bigger deal and something that typically you would be more maybe outraged about, because it just seems a little, I don't know, dishonest or something based on everything that we've heard from the media and all the shutdowns and the damage that we've done to the education system and the economy based on something that isn't really that bad, in my opinion.
Well, except they're making what they're reporting is only 6% of the total deaths had only one cause of death. They didn't have a contributing cause. And
well, yeah, I agree, but just about
in other words,
that you go ahead.
What they're saying is that in virtually all of those cases, except for 5% of the total cases, they said that COVID-19 was only a contributing cause. But for 95% of them, it was the underlying cause. In other words, that's the main reason people died. As Dr. Gottlieb points out, you can live for a long time with obesity. Not people who have obesity, and that's one of the most common contributing causes. You want to know what the most common contributing causes are? I have a list for you.
Well,
this is from the CDC.
I understand.
I mean, the contributing causes are influenza and pneumonia, which are usually not fatal, respiratory failure, which is often is, hypertensive disease, diabetes, vascular and unspecified dementia, cardiac arrest, heart failure, renal failure, intentional and unintentional injury, poisoning and other adverse events, and other medical conditions. But again, I don't think that they were ever, quote, keeping this a secret or hiding this from the public, because they were always saying that people with underlying causes were much more likely to die once they got the disease.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't feel like that's what we've been fed by the media, and I don't think that's what most Americans believe or have believed. If you were to poll most Americans, I think that even I'm 40 years old, and people in my age group, a lot of them are scared to death to even leave the house still here in central Illinois, because they think that they're, I mean, perfectly healthy people, and they're afraid to do anything. And I maybe it's just them being very naive, but I don't think we were really fed the correct information. That I believe that we should not have sent people into nursing homes. We should, you know, the people that have underlying causes should just quarantine themselves or whatever. But I don't think that we needed to close the whole economy and shut down schools and churches and all that for, you know, it's just like with anything else. If you're
you understand that the United States is not alone in taking these steps, and the countries.
I know that,
the countries that have experienced far less death and destruction and illness than we have clamped down much harder than we did. And if you look at Germany, which people always point to, or South Korea, or Taiwan, or countries where the restrictions were at the very beginning much tighter, and I know they have another upsurge right now in Australia and in New Zealand, but it's still a fraction of the rate of death and illness that we have here. If part of it's because we're in touch with people who are very much at the front lines. I mean, I think that the people who've been working on this have been heroic, and to try to say that this was some kind of wild exaggeration by Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, it's not just them. It's every other country, and other countries that made light of this virus are also suffering horribly, like Brazil, which is second worst to the United States in terms of the amount of actual death per population. I appreciate your call, and maybe this will help, because this is a piece by Aaron Carroll, and Dr. Carroll is a professor of pediatrics. I said before erroneously that he was an epidemiologist. He's not. He's a pediatrician. He's at Indiana University School of Medicine, and he's a father, and he's a husband. And he starts off by talking about how glad he is that they reopened the schools in Indiana and that his children can now go to school. But he says, but as we loosen restrictions and open up schools, as we loosen restrictions in some areas, we should be increasing restrictions in others. If kids are going to take on more risk at school, they should find ways to be even safer outside of it. Large groupings at a friend's house are not a good idea. Too many view protective measures as all or nothing. Either we do everything, as we might as well do none. That's wrong. Instead, we need to see all of our behaviors adding up. He writes, each decision we make to reduce risk helps. Each time we wear a mask, we're throwing some safety on the pile. Each time we socialize outside instead of inside, we're throwing some safety on the pile. Each time we stay 6 feet away instead of sitting closer together, we're throwing some safety on the pile. Each time we wash our hands, eat apart, and don't spend time in large gatherings of people, we're adding to the pile. If the pile gets big enough, we as a society can keep this thing in check. But rather than focus on the cumulative benefits of individual actions, our attention too often rests on the few who refuse to act safely. We rage online over a couple of people who throw a fit about wearing a mask in a store. We spend far less time being grateful that so many Americans do wear one. And then he writes, we don't need everyone to wear a mask. We need more people to wear masks. We need to be willing to wear a mask even if others refuse, because every little bit matters. That's the kind of thinking that holds true even for vaccines, which add a huge amount to the pile of safety. We won't need everyone to get one to reach herd immunity. We just need enough people to do so. To keep the pile big enough, though, we need to be willing to trade some activities for others. And that also relates to what is going on right now, where I think people are encouraged by the optimistic developments on the vaccine. And part of this has contributed to some fairly stunning new numbers, brand new, just released, on polling that should encourage President Trump very greatly. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because Clear Play loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is enough new polling and enough new data to show President Trump narrowing the gap with Joe Biden fairly dramatically, according to some surveys, that Michael Moore posted on Facebook on Friday. Yeah, Michael Moore, who is not a great fan of the president, he says, are you ready for a Trump victory? Are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Do you find comfort in your certainty that there is no way Trump can win? Are you content with the trust you've placed in the Democrats to pull this off? Well, Betty's saying is don't be, because it happened before. Nate Cohn and the people at 538, and that's Nate Silver, the two Nates, are both saying, relax, relax, it's still overwhelmingly Biden's race to win. However, even there at the 538, they now say there is a 61% chance that Biden will win and a 39% chance that Trump will win. Now, that's a fairly narrow difference. What that means is that if there's a 10-point shift, then it's a tie. And this is much less than the odds that the 538 calculated in favor of Hillary Clinton before the last election. And then there's this, and this is not a Republican poll. It's a Hill Harris X poll. That's the former Lou Harris pollster. It's associated loosely with Harvard. And President Trump's support among black voters rose 9% amid the Republican National Convention. 24% of registered black voters in the August 22nd to 25th survey, which included the first 2 days of the convention, said, yeah, they approve of the job Trump's doing as president, while 76% said they disapprove. You might say, well, look at that. They disapprove 3-1. But hold on. Trump got 8% of the black vote last time. 8%. And right now they're 24% of blacks, three times as many, triple the number, who say they approve of the job he's doing as president. Now, generally, if someone says, we approve of the job you're doing as president, they're going to vote for you. And this is why Joe Biden is going to Pennsylvania and speaking tonight, and he's in such a dilemma. Because right now, most Americans, and I think this includes most black Americans, are appalled at what's happening in places like Kenosha and Portland and Chicago and Washington, D.C. In Tallahassee, Florida, they had an incident with a bystander taking out a gun and threatening to shoot in the middle of a demonstration. I mean, right now, fighting in the streets is not a good look for Democrats, especially given the fact that they went through 4 days of intense convention speeches, more than 8 hours of primetime broadcasting, and there wasn't a single mention, not even a single mention of the idea that, you know what, we support the police. The national poll among independents from YouGov America and Yahoo News is Trump, 44% of the independents, Biden, 34%. Now, Trump won independence against Hillary. And this is a very, very alarming number for Democrats and should be profoundly encouraging for Trump. Now, Frank Luntz is a conservative. He is a Republican. But he points out that betting odds are now virtually tied for the 2020 presidential election. Biden, 50.6%, Trump, 49.1%. So there is a 1.5 percentage difference, and Biden was leading 61-37 just a month ago. David Brooks went on PBS. David Brooks, no fan of the president. He is a supporter of Joe Biden in this election. But he pointed out the very fundamental mistakes that they made at their convention. Listen.
I would say if you measure the mood, both in the Democratic and Republican camps, Democrats are a little more anxious and Republicans are a little more confident. And so I think that has something to do with the conventions. It has something to do with what's happened outside the conventions, Kenosha, and this sense of rising crime and violence. And I do think the Democrats, I think, have come to understand they somehow got on the wrong side of order. And they got it somehow attached, even though Biden is not actually attached to it, to the idea of defunding the police. And they need to somehow make some gesture to show they understand the insecurity of the American people. The country has been through an anxious time with the pandemic, economic turmoil. There's just this great sense of fear and a sense of unsafety, physical unsafety from the pandemic and everything else. And somehow they have to address that. Now, a lot of the law and order talk is code word for racism. There's no question about that. But I think a lot of it is not. And I think Democrats would be making a mistake if they just said, oh, you're all just a bunch of crypto racists. I think people have legitimate concerns about expressing their opinion safely, about living safely.
Okay, and what they expect is some action by Democratic politicians. This guy Ted Wheeler in Portland is not just a local figure in Oregon. He's a former statewide office holder. He is at the very center of the Oregon Democratic Party, and he's considered a moderate. Now, if he can't find it in his toolkit to work together with the federal government, despite the fact that President Trump has tweeted out that Ted Wheeler's a fool multiple times, swallow your pride, Mr. Mayor. You got to work with the president. Because the people of Portland are sick of it. Do you know how many cars they had in that pro-Trump demonstration Saturday night? And the pro-Trump demonstration did not go cascading in and barreling into the other demonstrators. They followed the directions, for the most part, of police. There were a few individuals, and it may be that the one guy who was killed, his name is Jay Daniels, and he's 25 years old. And he was shot dead. But this is not acceptable. And the problem was, the reason that they weren't able to stop the caravan with 600 cars in it going 20 miles from Clackamas, Oregon, out to Portland, they didn't have enough officers. They had officers who were exhausted from the night before, and they just didn't have people who were there. They're already doing overtime. So, yes, they're working with the Multnomah County Sheriff's Department and with the Oregon State Police. They need the National Guard. They clearly do. and they're going to have to take care of that. The BLM, one activist said this after it was reported that a Trump supporter was killed downtown. He was talking through a megaphone. And listen to the cheers of people to what he said. Listen.
Y'all, I'm not angry. You're not paying attention. If y'all are not angry, you're not with me. Everybody needs to realize what's going on in these streets. Our community can hold its own without the police. We can take out the trash on our own. I am not sad that a fascist died tonight.
Okay, this is America. That BLM activist, self-described, said, I am not sad that a effing fascist died tonight. It's a 25-year-old guy who was with a group called Patriots Prayer, which is not a radical revolutionary group. It is not a group that advocates violence. It's a group that advocates religion and patriotism. And, yeah, I think they're stupid to go out and want to fight with Antifa, which is part of what they believe in. But for goodness sake, if the Democrats fail, if the Democratic governors and mayors who preside over virtually all of the hot spots in the country can make no progress in dealing with this level of violence and disorder, how is it magically supposed to go away if you elect Joe Biden? What is he going to do that's going to be different from President Trump? Or will they all of a sudden, then they'll call the National Guard, because then it's Biden's National Guard, not Trump's? This entire thing stinks. And the American people are going to need to see an end to it. How did the riots end before in the 1960s? We're going to be talking to a professor who says it had a lot to do with the reaction to violence. Coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Summer. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.